Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Kedushin Chaf Dalet, Kedushin 24. In today's Daf Yomi, the Gemara is discussing whether or not if you make a sound next to a person and thereby damage them through the sound that you make without actually touching them, whether there's liability. And that's the question, whether or not kola lav kumu, if you make noise, is that going to be considered significant for causing damages? And so the Gemara raises the issue from perhaps from an animal, because we know that if a rooster crows and breaks a glass utensil, tarnagol shahushit rosho avir klizuchuchis v'takabo. If the rooster sticks its head into a glass utensil and blows and he breaks it, mishalim, he has to pay the damages. And also a sus tzanaf v'chamor shenir. Let's say there's a horse that brays or a donkey that brays or a horse that whines, and they break the utensils in the house, they have to pay the damages. So we see from here that a human being should also. So the Gemara says, no, that's not the case. Shani Adam, a person is different. The Kivan de Bar Dasu, because since the person is of his own intellect, Iu Mibas Nafshe, he's actually scaring himself. Kedetaya Mabis Es Chaver, one who frightens his friend, Pater Medine Adam, Vachayev Medine Shemayim. One who frightens his friend is exempt from the laws of man, even though you're liable by the laws of heaven. And what's the example? Taka ba'ozno v'charsho. If you blow in your friend's ear and make him deaf, you're potter, you're exempt. But achazo v'taka ba'ozno. If you hold him and shake him and then blow in his ear and make him deaf, then you're chayav, then you're liable. But we see from here, the key phrase is, since a person is pardas, since a person is of knowledge, Iu mibas nafshe. He's scaring himself. And that's the concept in life. We have to be certain not to scare ourselves. We're bardas. Don't frighten ourselves.